Thomas and Skumba in the morning podcast.
Friday morning, Kai Fridays. Listen, I don't understand. Why are we not allowed back at the stadium?
Because people are trying to make money out there.
Nah, man, come on. Mamele Pulian, apart from the big games, the derbies and what, when Chiefs is in town, we understand stadiums will be packed. But when Swallows is playing against Cape Town Stars, it's Cape Town City, it's empty anyway.
No, it's not. Our mama they're still making money, Thomas.
Sure.
Yes.
But it's not like we have like thousands and thousands of people at the stadium.
No, 1,000 Thomas. That's what we want. No, 1,000 anyone. 600.
Fully stadium.
That's all
Fully
we want. Why are we watching AFCON when people are packed the stadium?
Why are we watching the cricket and you're seeing some people in the stadiums in their suites, in their posh places up there?
Those ones are not sick. I mean, those ones are another threat.
Come on, man.
I'm joining the march that is happening on Thursday.
What march?
The march that is going to the Department of Sports and Arts and Culture.
Yeah?
I'm going there.
Please keep your mask on.
I'm going to be there. I'm there. I want to march. I want to go to the stadium, Thomas.
I don't understand why the stadiums are not open.
It doesn't make sense at all.
At all. Ngamelanga phela jo pakaniya amba umapha kute netkosi zasulela.
But I don't understand why bathithe nabo singavula when everyone else is living a normal lifestyle. Everyone is living a normal lifestyle. Everyone.
Not that that's a right thing to do, that normal lifestyle. You need to still keep your mask on.
Yeah. But everyone is living a normal lifestyle.
Stadium
is cool. If Soccer City takes 90,000 people, why can't you allow 40,000 of them?
Okay, I was going to say 10.
10? Come on, really? 40? It's 50% capacity, isn't it?
Then, come on, Sean.
You know what you can't say? Vulang 31 or 5 Emin. Or 5 Emin, just Vulang 11. Send a little letter to her. Oh, I can't pay Lil. I saw a speech. Like 100 of them. Yeah, too. Can't read.
Kai family, do you think that the stadiums should be open? If you don't think so, why would you say no to opening up the stadiums? 086-000-0959 if you're calling, voice note 063-688-0959. You should know the number by now. Let's talk about opening up the stadiums, man. Like, okay, just even for a performance, Joe.
Please.
Come on, man.
Siyacela bafethu live performance eyi-one stadium,
just one.
Do you remember life?
City Casper.
City AKA.
AKA is
well.
Ulakhani chon.
But AKA as well.
Let's talk about the stadium and stay
stadium.
Serious.
Let's be serious. Let's open the stadium. There's a lot of people that are losing money out here, Thomas.
I hear you.
A lot of people that are losing money. Here's that things I'm quoting a crate.
Mm-hmm.
A stadium. Call the peanuts. How, like in a 22 months out.
I hear you.
Not 22 months. I'm saying. Umamuna 22 months. I'm supporting them.
But come on. I want to know from those that think, no, stadiums should be closed. Why?
I simply.
I want to know from you why you think that way. Do you think that we should get back to the stadiums? Do we have the right to go back to the stadiums?
Yes, we do. It's our right. I must sanitize, must check the temperature, sing in a smuggle polar. That's all. It's that simple. Sanitize us, check temperature, sing in a smuggle polar. That's all, Joe.
Masibeng awo ge. 086-000-0959. Siso Weto. Moshe, good morning.
Morning, how are you guys?
We're good, how are you?
I'm all right. And do you guys know that book, Animal Farm?
We're all equal, but...
All animals are equal, but some are equal more than others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why I say that is that the ANC had it, and the EFF, they had Amaran in Apaya. There was no problem.
Yep.
But when the other people need to enjoy their life, it's an issue. So our politicians are the pigs, Tina. We are every other animal. And I think it's wrong for them to do this because some people, it's their source of living. I'm a stadium, I'm at my events and all of that stuff.
Sure.
So when they do it when they want to. So it's really ridiculous for me.
Now, we're with you on this one, Moshe. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to you, Tepo. Good morning. What are you saying? Should we go back to the stadium?
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba.
Hola, guys.
I'm a gentleman of the jury.
Hola.
I agree with Skumba. We should go back to the stadiums because even the previous caller said it all good. when political parties want to hold rallies, they get full capacity and there's no space even between them. But now we can be managed, sanitized, fuggy mask in here, fella one seat in, one seat out, one seat in, one seat out, then you should be sorted.
And instead, I was Vulagile, it's not even a ventilated area. It's open.
Let's have a look at the numbers in the UK, for example.
I don't even want to talk about those.
Huh?
I don't want to talk about those when they're checking in 100,000 positive cases.
Daily.
Daily. Gauteng sitting on 1,198 in Gauteng. The whole country is 5,920.
We're not all equal, as you heard earlier on. Maseval Zilo, good morning.
Zilo!
So, Kumba.
Good, how are you, man?
I'm a fit. Come on,
thank you, Zilo. Thank you, Charlie. You've got a lot to say. Even the voice notes are coming through like this.
The damn guys must be opened. I don't know who's fooling who. Like as Kumba is saying, go to the township, go to Emakaya. I went home in December. I last wore a mask when I stepped in at home. Went to all the imcimbi that was there because though absolutely no one puts up a mask. So who's fooling who? Because all these people, they know that in the township where people are living, where the masses are, there's no one who's wearing a mask and people are living. So it is normal life. Let's go back to normal. Open the stadiums.
No, hold on, man. We need to still keep our masks on.
Yes, we still need to keep our masks on. Sanitize.
You need to stop, but let's go to the stadium.
But I want to find out. Let's say they don't want us to open the stadium. I really want to know the reasons. I would really love for that person to read out the reasons to us and say, these are the reasons why you can't go to the stadiums. Can't wait.
My argument with regards to Vula E Stadium is one thing and one thing alone. Why do South Africans act like they filled up stadiums, whereas many a time we'd see stadiums being close to empty? Money was only being made using stadiums in terms of big events, as Yolk has mentioned. Besides that, for sporting purposes, not much was being done, with the exception of rugby, cricket. When it comes to other sporting codes, next to nothing except for the Soweto Derby, which happens thrice if we're lucky. But other than that, I really do not see why we're comparing ourselves with the European market, who have made it a culture to fill out their stadiums. So unless we change our perception and our decisions about supporting our sports, I don't see the reason for us to open stadiums as of yet, because we never use them in any case anyway.
You're poking a fire with. You're poking. Fair.
Friday, 20 past 8. Let's take a call, John.
Wait.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959.
Morning, Skwana Thomas. We love it in the morning. Happy Friday. I still feel good to eat in a minute's vule. And yes, Ekasi, life in Normali, people are going to watch all these informal tournaments that are happening and get well. So, I mean, AFCON stadiums are open. So in the special lanes, they can't open our stadiums that other sporting tournaments can have supporters. Man, Cyril must just do the right thing. Javuli stadium, abantu babe happy, abo mama ba nzimali, nabo putbet ba nzimali, and then that's it.
Skumba, Thomas, Nitandexin, Mavulwe, hi.
We love it in the morning, Thomas and Skumba, my gents. You know, I think me now, okay, Tilo Ringayo, I think it's fair, Bafetu, which is weird in a stadium. We did it with the sister stadium in Jongoba Beglala, Ibafana, and Ghana. So, why Bangasa, I fully country, and Babu, the stadium, and Bakon Wens Malima. Isn't as in Zing, man, isn't as Mili country Mila, man.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 95.
On the street, on the air.